everyone, it's Paul Castain from YourSalesPlaybook.com with a quick sales tip. Now, for those of us who still engage in the ancient art of picking up a phone and cold calling, warm calling, lukewarm calling, whatever kind of temperature calling you want to call it, one of like the most dreaded topics is this whole business of being able to get past the gatekeeper. So one of the best pieces of advice that I could ever offer you is the piece of advice that I know for sure the vast majority of the people listening to this message are going to dismiss because it is just so damn basic. In fact, it's not going to surprise you one bit. You're going to want to say to me, I knew that. That's Sales 101. Let me tell you what the tip is, and then we're going to talk about what exactly you should be doing about it. So here's the tip. You avoid the gatekeeper. Now, you might be thinking, oh, my God, I'm wasting my time listening to this podcast. Yes, of course, I avoid the gatekeeper by calling early or calling late. Yeah, well, that's certainly, you know, those are a few ways that you can do it. But I've got something better, and you're, like, tripping over it and probably avoiding the hell out of it. You ready? Get referred. Get more referrals. You can completely bypass a gatekeeper by being referred to someone. And you bypass that gatekeeper because either this person is going to call you, no gatekeeper, right? Or you're going to get a warm introduction to this decision maker and there will be no gatekeeper. So right about now is when people say, oh yeah, okay, that's basic and that's sales 101. But if we were sitting down having a beer together, 12:15 in the afternoon when I'm recording this, in case you guys think, well, you know, it's a little early for a beer. Not too early where I'm sitting. 12 o'clock somewhere, right here it is. But anyway, right about now, I would look you in the eye, or both of your eyes if you happen to be blessed with two eyes, and I would say to you, okay, awesome. We both know this is Sales 101, but let me be a good coach here. And let me ask you then, if it's Sales 101, tell me all about the plan that you have in place to get referrals. That would be the point that you would break eye contact. You would go back to sipping your beer. Maybe like suddenly look at your like smartphone all concerned like something's going on. But you would avoid that question. Why? Because the average sales rep has a whole lot of nothing when it comes to referrals. Or you might dismiss it further by thinking that, well, like, what's the plan? I mean, I ask, I get. Now, there's a few things wrong with that. First of all, that sounds more like a prayer to me because it's not just a matter of asking and getting. First of all, there's an art to how you ask because the way that you ask and the timing of when you ask can keep that conversation from getting weird, which is why a lot of you avoid it because you feel like it makes the conversation get weird and that maybe like you're begging for something or whatever. And it's just kind of an odd exchange that happens. Also, many of you might be thinking, well, you know, well, I ask my customers. That's the plan. See, that's part of the plan. If you're only asking your customers, you're missing out on as experts would refer to it as a shit ton of referral sources that are out there for you. If you're only limiting your referral generating activities to your clients, I'm telling you, you're barely touching the tip of the iceberg. There are tons of other sources that are out there. So what is, you know, what's the point here? Why am I talking about this? First of all, I want to raise your awareness about this because I find it kind of a ridiculous trend that's going on in sales right now. Everybody and their mother, they literally bring their mother to the office now. I don't know what's going on with that. There's another trend. Bring your mother to the office day. And like everybody and their mother talks about, well, you know, I'll cold call and I'll send out these emails and everything else. But now think about this for a minute. It's perfectly okay to cold call a stranger, risk getting your ass kicked. I don't know how they are in your part of the world, but they're not overly pleasant here in New York, right? And you know, that's kind of typical when you interrupt somebody from what they're doing, that they might not be the most pleasant. We also know that you know, many times that conversation can feel kind of weird, and yet we still do them. Now, you might be inclined to say to me, well, that's because we know that they work. Okay, but we also know that referrals work. So, you know, bad argument. So, again, it just absolutely drives me crazy that it's okay to pick up a phone, have something that could potentially be weird, interrupt somebody, talk to people who don't love you, that don't really know you at this point, and not think that that's weird or anything else. And that's fine. Like I said, it works. I agree with you. I still do it myself. But then when it comes to referrals, what do we say? Well, I feel weird, and I feel like I'm begging somebody for something, and you know, I just don't get the logic there. But all rants aside, you absolutely have to have a mix of sales activities. You can't, you absolutely, all caps, can't cling to any one thing, like gravitating exclusively towards cold calling, gravitating exclusively toward LinkedIn or traditional networking or emailing or snail mailing or dropping in and door knocking. Whatever your thing is, I'm here to tell you that you really need to diversify that mix. And the reason why is because not everything, not any one thing is going to appeal to everyone. The same way, if I were to talk to you and say, hey, what's your preferred method of communication? You might tell me one thing, but if I go to the person next to you and say, what's yours? We might hear something different. Then when I share mine, now we could have three different things. But if you cling to one, you miss out. It's almost like you have all these lottery tickets that you could be grabbing a hold of that, like almost for free, really, when you think about it. But you're not even like regarding them because you just want to keep with the ones that are in front of you. So the cure that I would recommend, aside from raising your awareness and actually coming up with a plan, is like, come and join us tomorrow on April 6th at 11:30 a.m. Eastern. We're doing a webinar, and it's called How to Explode Your Sales by Generating More Referrals. That's kind of a mouthful, but I promise you, there's a lot here. So again, we're going to be doing this webinar on how to generate more referrals, grow your sales that way, and it's going to take place on April 6th, 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time. And for those of you who are listening right now, and maybe either you're listening after the fact that all of a sudden it's like April 7th or the 8th or the 10th or whatever, or you're listening right now and saying, Kestein, if you only gave me more notice, I want you to sign up anyway, and not so that you donate to the Kestein Foundation, which I always welcome donations to the Kestein Foundation. But the reason why is because we're also going to record it. And what I'm going to do is send out the webinar replay later in the afternoon of the 6th. You can view it anytime you'd like over the next 60 days. I mean, how's that for working with you? And it sounded like I was getting emotional there, but I was actually fighting a cough. You know, it's I get too emotional over this referral stuff. I promised I wouldn't cry, but here I am getting emotional over referrals. So if you'd like to learn more, and if you'd like to reserve your seat, now's a really good time because, heck, man, it is like the 11th hour here, and we're going to be launching this program in less than 24 hours. So if you visit yoursalesplaybook.com/referrals, yoursalesplaybook.com/referrals. Save your seat, get the webinar replay, come join us. I got lots of little extras and freebies that I'll be throwing in. And my guess is, if you really look at it, I mean, the cost of the webinar, it's a whole $99. And if you're like me, you piss $99 away on things that are not going to give you any kind of a return on investment. But here's my question to you. I mean, how many referrals would you have to generate as a result of attending my webinar to make back the $99? And if it's like a ton of like referrals you'd have to get to make back your $99, I would maintain that you have a bigger problem. And I think they call it a compensation problem. So anyway, come join us, yoursalesplaybook.com/referrals. Hopefully, I'll see you there. Talk to you soon, folks.